had my lantern and everything going over the tent, and I sat out there with my light shining up in the air. And I had this shot out there, you know, and I sat out there with a shotgun and then with buckshot. I was going to kill it then, whatever it was. And I sat out there and directed. She went to start the same thing, right after dark. About the same time it started before. And it come up the edge of an old tram road that comes in the camp there. Now, when I'm talking about camp, I'm talking about a makeshift, a tent and a cook shed that you just cut oak limbs and make the corner posts and wrap plastic around. That's all it is. You got your pot belly stove in it. And it's roughing. And so I sat there and told her to stick it. So I shot out there a couple times and left. Directly, it wasn't 5 minutes, I guess, it started coming up right away again. So she stayed by the truck barking. And I finally seen the shadow of that joker. He stayed just outside, but I could barely see it. Looked to me like a bobcat about that long, big one. He stood about that high. He'd tear up a dog if he ever got too close to him or he decided to. And I figured it was an old bobcat, couldn't catch rabbits no more. And it was just coming in there to get food. So I waited for it to come on in. It wouldn't come in. I guess it knew I was out there. So I just said, well, I'm going to give you the barrel right now. So I just laid it down on there and gave it the buckshot. And I don't know if I hit it or not. There wasn't no blood there or nothing. There was tracks there I found the next day, big size paw tracks, bobcat, three-toed. And wasn't no blood, so I figured, well, it's okay. I ain't going to have to track it. You know, if I'd have wounded it, I'd have to go after it. But it never did come back to my camp the next couple of weeks. But old Cooper went down to the other camp, and he said damn bobcat bothering him all night down there, 2 days. And I could hear him way down there. Now, that camp's about maybe a mile, 2 miles from our camp. And, you know, in the woods, you can hear a long way. I could hear him down there shooting all night. Imagine he thought I was the same way, though. He's down there here. So.
When you wounded something, you had to go track again?
Oh, yeah. You move something like that, they turn killer then for sure. Go mad. So yeah, even when we wounded deer, last year I think I tracked 3 deer that were wounded. One I tracked more than 3 or 4 miles. And normally a wounded animal heads straight for a creek. And I know those woods good. We got about two creeks up there. Yeah. One pretty good range. And where they're wounded, usually you can tell by the tracks and blood spills. That's what one of the creeks ahead of me. You got to follow that track.
That's
I followed them. Now, this is something we believe in. If you wound a deer, by golly, you track that son of a gun and see if you can get it. Even if it goes into another pasture. And they call me all the time to track. Sometimes I find, most of the time I find. A lot of times.
It's tough work to do because
it's slow. I have to even spend the rest of the day tracking a deer. Everybody has to go back to hunting, you know. But still, you know, to me, if I can help it, I ain't going to leave a wounded animal out there to die. I walked along those creek beds too many times and found dead deer when a guy could have tracked it. And you can hear them talk, yeah, I shot it one the other day, you know. Well, that's the same one I seen down there dead, yeah. Too, see. I'll come on and dead maybe a day. If I'd have been there a little bit earlier, I could have saved the meat, see? But to me, you just don't do that. If you wound one, you go get it, and you try to get it. At least put out an effort.
I got a quarter, Tim. I'm making it up. You want to see it? We'll see it.
No, but a house way off in the distance, you say it was what?
34 feet off.
Yeah, but no, nobody would go to it.
Oh, a haunted house?
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? What are those things?
Ghosts. I don't mean spooks. Ghosts.